gets the snap, throws it. It's intercepted. Watt takes it across the 15, 10, 5, rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans. Pick six. Abracadabra. Just like that, the Texans take the lead.
Welcome back to the Houston Texans Grill for Texans Huddle. The fans filing in. It's getting a little noisy, getting a little loud, but we can be louder.
We could. Oh, I can get a lot louder than this.
But you know where the fans really file in, and that is to soccer. Soccer, the other football sport. And as I said in the tease going to break, DeAndre Hopkins, one of our wide receivers, very much involved in soccer.
Boy, it always seems like whenever there's a soccer event at NRG Stadium, DeAndre Hopkins is involved somehow. And he loves this game. You know, we played on another TV show. We played a FIFA video game with him last year. He is so much fun to talk to about this stuff. You know, he wears number 10 because Messi wears number 10. And he, Jamie Roots, everybody's pumped up about Mexico in this tune-up game next week.
It's wonderful for the city. I mean, there is such a large Hispanic-based population here in Houston, primarily Mexican descent. And so this team is really part of their culture. And it's really a cultural celebration on game day. So on July 1st, an opportunity for fans across the region to come and plug into something that really stokes their passion like nothing else. This is the 14th time that we've hosted the Mexican national team. Each time it's been a large crowd, and we'd expect a capacity crowd on July 1st.
Man, those guys, they do so much not to score as much, you know. For someone to run around 90 minutes and maybe score one goal, those guys are dedicated, man, and you know, most people might think it's boring, but you know, they're very talented. You know, they got better footwork than most NFL players,
right?
You know, and the goals that they do score, man, some of them are amazing. You're just in awe. How do they do that?
And we invite all the soccer fans here in Houston and in Texas, and all our paisanos or Mexican guys who live here in Texas to come to see a very, very tough match, a very interesting match, because it's our last game before we headed to Chicago to play against Cuba, our first Golden Cup match.
Well, it's a different feel, but it's that same kind of energy and emotion and passion and pageantry and tradition that comes to the surface that makes a live sporting event like nothing else.
Well, I'm really looking forward to taking Vanderkid to seeing El Tri next week against Honduras. And if you've never been to NRG Stadium for a soccer match, especially with Mexico there, it is loud. It's like third down during a playoff game all throughout the entire contest. Ticketmaster has your tickets.
And you know, there's even some other Houston Texans who don't even stay at NRG for soccer. A couple of our guys went across the pond.
Yes, they did. J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless visiting clubs overseas.
Unbelievable. It was such a cool experience. I think there were two moments that really struck me. So I was sitting at the game watching the game, and there was a little boy behind me, maybe 10 years old. In the whole game, he was pointing out his favorite players. Literally the entire game, from warm-ups, from the time warm-ups started, he was like, "Oh, look, Daddy, it's John Terry. Or, "Hey, look, Daddy, it's Didier Drogba, Didier Drogba." And I was just sitting there, and the whole game, he'd be like, "Go on, John, score a goal." And I was sitting there wondering what it's like for kids in the stands watching our games. And it was one of those things where it helped me put into perspective what it's like for fans to watch our games. And it just kind of reminded me how special this opportunity is that I get to play in this game. So it was really, really cool. And then the second one was them lifting the cup, them lifting the trophy, seeing all the fans go crazy, knowing that they had a parade the next day. And, I mean, that's the feeling we're all chasing.
My parents are Haitian, so they're from Haiti. So then, ultimately, we love soccer down in Haiti. So it stemmed from my father. Yeah, I played soccer for a while when I was little, about 7 or 8. And then I transitioned into American football because of my cousin. He brought me along. Just like American football back at home, which people take seriously and very passionate about, it's the same here for football here. And so, you know, it was just great experiencing the entire event.
Will you be coming back to Edinburgh at some point soon, in Scotland? Will you perhaps take in another game in your next visit back here?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I would love to. I plan on being back next year. Just love the country here, and I want to fit more into football games into my schedule if I can. There are more when I do visit.
Now I've got a hip shirt with number 59, yes. Merciless on the back. You must be absolutely chuffed with that.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. I'm actually going to get a frame as soon as I get back home, so you know, it just marks my travels and all that. And you know, that not too many people actually get a chance to be invited to, you know, his training ground and, you know, experience, you know, all the coaches, the players, you know, and, you know, get the, you know, us both get media coverage and all that stuff.
So immensely popular soccer overseas and in the United States, of course. And, you know, more people in Great Britain watch American football on a Sunday than Americans watch EPL football on a given week. And I think that's pretty amazing. Our game is becoming very popular over there. So good trips for Whitney and JJ to spread the word.
All right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Mark. We're going to let Mark go and bring in Drew Doherty because, as we do all summer long, we meet some of the coaches, and we'll do that after this timeout. Stay with us.